Hey everyone, we're Journey to the West. I'm V, and I'm here with Jay.
Hey, I'm Jay.
And I'm here with Sun.
Hey everyone, I'm Sun.
And today, we are going to be talking about Avatar: The Last Airbender. In general, we're going to focus on this topic because recently Netflix has announced there will be a Avatar: The Last Airbender series coming out, but sadly is still being directed by two white American men, or what I lovingly call them, Chads. Not lovingly, but because I feel like it. And why we need to bring this topic up is because Avatar: The Last Airbender has a very significant meaning for those who are millennials and Asian Americans. At least for me personally, Avatar: The Last Airbender was, besides me watching Cartoon Network personally, Avatar: The Last Airbender to me was the closest to a representative of Asian representation when it came to cartoons, because eventually all the cartoons I liked in Cartoon Network were gone and then there was only Nickelodeon. This was the only Asian-related show that I watched in Nickelodeon at that time. And not only that, I loved its content. But Jay, would you like to expand on that?
I just think it's cool that something that is very clearly taking inspiration from distinct Asian cultures and does not have any white people in the show at all could make it to air and last this many seasons is quite remarkable. And I'm sure really inspiring for kids growing up to actually see themselves represented in some way, even though it's not made by Asian creators. Kind of feels good to be in public consciousness that way. I'm actually a latecomer to watching the series. Sen recommended it to me recently, and so I'm about halfway through season one, so I can't comment on big things, but I can take note of some of the stuff that I do notice. So I'd like to defer to Sen for a lot of things.
I mean, I grew up watching it. I've always liked cartoons, even as I got older. So I did binge the whole series as a tween, as you would say. And I did really enjoy it, even despite the fact that it was made by Brian Konietzko and Michael DiMartino. I think it did a lot. So I don't think people realize that this cartoon was kind of filled the absence for a lot of people growing up, because people say that there wasn't an Asian American film. There was a whole gap for a good couple of decades. So for a lot of people, this was kind of it. And I really do recommend watching it and judging for yourself and determining it yourself. For what it is, it's quite good and it's well researched in a lot of areas. I do feel that there's certain things I would do differently. Like, I would like the cultures to be a bit more distinct in their inspirations, take from various cultures in a more meaningful way, because it kind of feels like too much of a mix personally. But I feel like because it's a cartoon, and you can obviously see this, they try to simplify it in a lot of ways, like color coding each culture to make it as easy to understand as possible for younger kids. So I feel like this is kind of like a middle spot. And you also have to realize that this cartoon, at the time when it was released in around 2005, I reckon, there hadn't been a cartoon made for older kids or tweens before. Cartoons in the West especially have not really catered to an older audience. So when Nickelodeon picked this up, it was a huge deal because it set a new bar for what cartoons could be. They don't really have the maturity or in the West, they don't have that maturity and that older storytelling that you see in Japan sometimes, because Japan has a bit more variety. But it was definitely showing that these cartoons can sell and they can do well. But we really haven't seen a cartoon do it like this ever since. Maybe I could probably name a few shows. I guess the second season of Avatar, but it's like very rare that a cartoon like this has done so well and has still resonated with audiences to this day and stuff.
Yeah, it aged pretty well. Because, like, as someone who's watching it right now, it doesn't feel dated at all.
Yeah, and to see it in the first time become a live-action film in back in 2009 didn't really... I just felt like the movie quality was not as consistent as what made the show. I don't know how to explain it. I watched the movie because it didn't have that spark. The script was very, I guess, cheesy, cliche. I was sad that they messed it up, honestly, in 2009. And then now to bring it back, but there's this concern to bring it back because what if they whitewash the cast and what if they only cast POC as villains and only white heroes? We've had this problem before. Whitewashing isn't new. It's been happening, like, for example, in Ghost in the Shell. It happened in... I just know there were many more.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Aloha.
I did see memes of Scarlett, a bald Scarlett Johansson, and people were like, she's going to play Aang.
Oh, God. I saw that one.
Although, I do want to quickly chime in. From what is alleged, the movie was directed by M. Night Shyamalan. If you're not familiar with his work, it's kind of a hot mess. But I think he directed that film. The ghost one?
Yeah, he's famous for films that have twists and they're like sort of horror, psychological suspense or whatever.
M. Night Shyamalization. They're usually really bad. I think there was one movie where it stars that racist piece of trash like Mark Wahlberg. And I think the trees and the plants are trying to, like, destroy people. And you go, oh, that kind of sounds interesting. But, like, when it cuts to the shots, it's just of, like, the trees swaying in the breeze. And it's like, what the fuck? But anyway. Okay, so from what I've heard about production on this, apparently one of the producers of this film wanted to get their daughter in the movie, and obviously that is a terrible idea, and it was. And how the hell do you shoehorn a white girl into this, right? I think it's alleged that the white girl that we're trying to get into this was the one that plays Katara, so one of the main characters of the show. So obviously Katara is white. They made her brother white because it wouldn't make sense otherwise. And then they kind of made the tribe white, but then it's like, why is there white people in this universe? So they kind of just went, oh, we're trying to be inclusive and let's include all the white people in this show.
Yeah.
And then I guess M. Night Shyamalan is South Asian descent, so he made the Fire Nation South Asian, unwittingly making them the villains of the show, the film.
Yeah, because there's no redeeming qualities of the Fire Nation in the film. Like, you clearly see them as villains. So it's really fucking weird that all the heroes are white. And then, like, the...
Well, yeah, you do see Asian people in the background. I mean, I didn't see the movie personally because I boycotted that. It's evident that they know Asian people exist and it's an Asian story, clearly. But with the excuse that M. Night Shyamalan... try to bring up was it's not realistic to have a world with just Asian people, so they had to be inclusive of white people. Where are if they really wanted to go that, where are the other people that aren't Asian or white in this? You know, where the fuck are they? But it was an excuse.
But also, like, realistic? You think manipulating the elements is realistic? This is a fantasy show.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he did try to say that, oh, the Fire Nation, they get better as an excuse, I guess, for the backlash of making South Asian people the villains of the show. And he was trying to get a sequel made. I mean, I think at the time, the two creators of the show kind of disowned it, blatantly saying that they did not like it. I guess in the most polite way possible. A lot of fans hated it.
I laughed the whole time while watching it. Sorry. Back in 09, immature me. And I was also mad because I was like, why you gotta do this to my favorite movie?
And it just falls in a long line of films that were whitewashed that just end up being really bad because of it. And not just that, but in addition to that, that they're just all around not quality products.
Some people try to justify the whitewashing in Avatar The Last Airbender because when you look at the TV series, Aang kind of looks lighter skinned. I mean, that's a fact. He looks light skinned. Okay, he's pretty light skinned. So some people might use that as an excuse to be like, let's whitewash it. But it's like, no, I can't accept that. There is no excuse to whitewash a movie where it has Asian influence. It has Asian influence. You cannot just borrow from Asian culture and be like, oh, let's put ourselves in it because we like to steal from Asian culture, but not refuse to acknowledge the work we've done and, you know, our history too, because they've stolen, like, aesthetic inspiration from, like, for example, I was talking with the JTTW girls and we were talking about the Fire Nation actually having inspiration from, is it Thailand? Thai culture? The Air Nation, I think, alludes to Tibet. The Water Nation, probably either. Some people might allude to the Inuit.
I think it was the Inuit tribes, yeah.
I think the Earth's from Chinese or East Asian culture.
China and Korea. Ba Sing Se, one of the cities, is based on Ming Dynasty, but I remember watching it as a kid and I could clearly see, like, outfits inspired by Hanbok. So I think a lot of the nations are kind of like an amalgamation of different cultures, although, again, like, Fire Nation is mostly Thai-inspired. A lot of people think that it's Imperial Japan, which you might draw that parallel from, like, recent historical standpoint, but if you're looking at the culture itself in terms of the architecture and the fashion, it's clearly inspired by Thailand.
Yeah, I think there's this assumption that only East Asian nations can be imperialistic when, like, even historically, Tibet was a warring state. So let's not make that kind of assumption.
It is. And then so some people might be like, I don't see anything Asian about the show because it's Americanized now, but there's this problem where, again, as I reiterated, they're using Asian cultures as an aesthetic and cultural inspiration, but not acknowledging or even including us outright in the show. Imagine if you're going to draw from Inuit culture or draw from, like, Thai or any of us East Asians too, you should put us in the cast. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Otherwise, you're just, like, whitewashing the film. Or you're basically disrespecting and culturally appropriating. And, okay, let's bring to the next point, which is how Nickelodeon handled the franchise. Have you guys seen this sequel, The Legend of Korra? If any of you have, The Legend of Korra is, like, you have not?
I have not.
Kind of. I watched the first season and half of the second, I think.
I've watched on and off the show, but I just, the way it ended, a lot of people kind of got really mad at because there was implications of a queer relationship between one of the characters in the show. Actually, two of the characters in the show.
The main character, Korra is the avatar, so it's called Legend of Korra. And then one of the other main characters, Asami.
Yeah, got a lot of negative attention for that. Let's just say that. And Western media isn't necessarily progressive when it comes to handling queer relationships at all. That's how I feel personally, but
yeah, like remember Sailor Moon when it first got syndicated in the States? There's a canon relationship between Sailor Uranus and Sailor Neptune. And they're clearly lovers, but America decided to make them cousins, but they didn't really cut enough to change the way they interacted with each other on screen. So it's like, these people are clearly intimate, but we're calling them cousins now? Okay, this is even weirder.
Well, with the Nickelodeon handling of the show, the creators wanted to make Korra and Asami like more explicit, you know, because it was kind of like your typical coded gay romance. And I think the last season just wasn't even aired on television, so you had to go on the website to watch it, which is like terribly handled. And I think one of the ending scenes was just them like hugging. So if, again, it's just like a queer-coded romance and I don't really like them, but I think there was a scene of them kissing to make it like very official, because you still have straight people denying that characters are gay all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't even show the last season in TV, so I was like, what to do?
That's because they were afraid of offending people who weren't into the gay. They had to hide it.
That's called homophobia. American media being homophobic. They'd like to claim, no, we're not like that anymore, but I could still tell there's some subtlety. And then, which brings us to our last point. What now, when it comes to the series? Would you want to support it, or would you not want to support it? Anything you want to add on, Jay, and then Sun?
I think a lot of people are understandably apprehensive, not just because the creators are white, even though they've had like a decent track record with the series itself, but because a lot of people don't trust Netflix to really handle this properly, considering all of the crap that they churn out that is really disrespectful to Asian people. So we'll have to see how it goes.
I agree. Not even just for race, but handling things like mental illness, kind of glorifying it, or kind of cashing in on like outrage culture. I really hope they don't whitewash the characters, and I do really hope that they include Asians behind and in front of the camera, because we've seen the Avatar series. They do make comics and write books. I think one of the latest books is getting written by an Asian person. So I really think that's a step in the right direction. I think the book is based around like a previous Avatar, because they have reincarnation in this universe on Avatar Kyoshi. So I thought that that was like a really good move. And I hope that they actually continue onto that trajectory of being more inclusive. Another thing that we didn't really mention that was like kind of floating around was like both on a lot of those social media platforms like Twitter or like the Reddits or whatever, there were a lot of fans like having their dream casting white people in their dream casting. Like I saw names like Aubrey Plaza pop up. I mean, yeah, they throw a bone at like maybe Jackie Chan, although Jackie Chan is very old now and he can't really do stunts or anything, so he'd have to be probably relegated to some kind of like old Sifu role. And then maybe I saw Ken Jeong's name pop up, which I feel like is very misplaced. I wouldn't cast him in this. Yeah, but
why?
Yeah, they just named like every Asian American actor that they could think of, which was like two, and then they just mentioned random white people, and I'm just like, fucking hell, did you not learn your lessons, fans?
We're talking about whitewashing, and all you guys do is still pick white people. Okay,
there were so many dumb arguments, like some old threads, to be fair, but some people going, well, race isn't a construct in this universe, and like they have big eyes, so they can't be Asian.
Some bullshit. Like they don't look realistically drawn. It's a fucking cartoon. I think white people are just so used to having things cater to them constantly that when they encounter something that doesn't, they get all pissy.
Well, I think it's kind of racist that they expect the cartoon to code Asianness in like probably very primitive forms, like how the West tends to like make us squinty or slanty-eyed in the cartoons. And I don't know why we keep having to justify ourselves, our existence in cartoons, because I do remember growing up, not with Avatar specifically, but when I was watching a cartoon of like a character with dark hair, I would just have to like look at it for a while and go, is this character Asian or not? And obviously there'd be a lot of people saying that they're not, unless the name was explicitly Asian.
And even then, I mean, like with what's happening with Avatar, a lot of people are claiming, oh, these names aren't Asian, they're white. When that's like the weakest argument that I've ever seen.
I think it's weak. Just trolling at this point. I can't even think that they may be in good faith, because this is the same problem with anime and weeaboos, where they keep saying that the characters aren't Asian because they have big eyes or white or blonde hair, so they can't be Asian. And it really, like, pisses me off. This is why I can't trust white people and the fans sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good point about not being in good faith and arguing this, because, like, they don't want to actually come to a greater understanding. They just want to push their point, which is to not think beyond their own whiteness and white privilege. Which is annoying as fuck.
If you look at how like high fantasy medieval settings are often handled, the justification for not including people of color is that they're trying to be realistic. So it makes sense that it's only white people. And I feel like they're just trying to make a narrative that is exclusive because they don't want to deal with race, because they're tired of hearing the conversation about race and inclusivity and diversity.
Oh, it must be so exhausting to be white.
Try being us and having to deal with it daily.
Well, they keep complaining about, oh, why do we have to keep including you in everything? And it's really annoying that they have this mentality. But also the fact that they want to be exclusive in their little worlds because it makes sense. But when it comes to like our shit, this is the only thing we have, you know, in terms of like mainstream Asian, like high fantasy settings in the West, probably one of the most well-known properties. And they still want their fucking cake, you know, it's really annoying.
Get out of here. No way.
I'm really sick of white people always demanding inclusivity when they don't really do that in the same vigor in other franchises, games, books, films.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, I'll boycott Netflix and not watch this. I know my stance. It's pretty obvious. I will not stand for whitewashing, nor will I stand for just justifying why white people should be in one of our shows. Because this is borrowed from Asian culture, so we get to have our cake too. So yep, I'm boycotting. What you guys think?
I'm still watching the original cartoon, so that's gonna be a while for me. I guess I'll see from the reviews how it goes.
I still watch like some Western media, so if I can watch a movie full of white people in a white setting, then I can definitely watch this. Like, it's not a deal breaker unless they whitewash the characters. And then I will boycott, just like I did with the previous film.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, that's our discussion on Avatar The Last Airbender. Any last thoughts, Jay? And then Sun?
Thanks for hearing our hot takes. If you are more interested in drawing parallels between the cultures in Atla and real world Asian culture. So it's this Tumblr that outlines it really well. atla-annotated.tumblr.com. And that's where they've compiled the evidence that connects the Fire Nation to Thailand instead of Japan.
I will have to wait and see how this develops. I don't even think it's in production at the moment. I think they've just announced it. So it'll be like a long way down the line before we see anything significant from Netflix or the Avatar series. I feel like this series was probably undersold by Nickelodeon with how they handled it. So I'm all for like Asian people getting more jobs and like getting more representation, but we also have to be very mindful of how they go about it. And I'm kind of holding my breath for any orientalist shit, because cartoons can kind of get away with it a bit easier. And to be honest, I didn't really feel like the cartoon was too orientalist, but it gets a lot more dicier when it's live action. So I really hope that they actually get Asian people on board, because they can kind of skirt a lot of issues of cultural insensitivity and appropriation if they have the right people on board. But if it's full of fucking white people, then it's going to be bad.
Thank you very much, ladies. And with that said, I'm V. You can follow JTTW on our Twitter handle, JTTW Podcasts. Thanks for watching. Ninjay?
Yeah, thanks for listening to us rant. My Twitter handle is J_MARAAN.
And Sun?
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sen. You can find me on SEN_TINT on Twitter.
Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.